Welcome to the first Vinely podcast.
No. We're not going to do it like that.
Hello, welcome to the first Vinely podcast, sir. Madam.
Get 3 for 1 with a new discount.
This is embarrassing indeed, but we don't have to think about how embarrassing it might sound.
Yes. Oh, man, I really have to get used to this.
It's not my most natural thing to do. So I'm not a very social guy.
No?
I tend to dislike humans in general.
Great.
Thanks for watching anyway.
Bye. Okay, let's get going. Hello. This is the first episode of the Vinely Music Podcast, I guess. First episode. We are both newbies in this podcasting thing. We are just trying this out, so be kind to us. And I'm hopeful that it will improve. But right now, it's embarrassing as hell, and you have to live with it. Either you listen to it or you just ignore it. But yeah. All right.
So, he is Lars, I am Frederick.
Frederick.
As a matter of fact, we operate from Ghent.
We
are at the headquarters in Ghent. HQ Ghent. Yes. Yeah, we are Vinely Music.
Vinely, say it.
We are Vinely Music. We are Vinely Music, yeah. This is going to be so great.
I think we should just publish it uncut.
Yes, let's not do that.
red like a tomato.
Yes. Okay. So, shall we just start anew?
We are good. We already brought across our name.
Yeah.
Each one of our names.
Yeah.
So next in my topic list here is what we do. So. We wrote down a little nice sentence so we don't lose it during recording, and we wrote down that we provide a music discovery platform on which you can find music sessions. So what are music sessions? Music sessions are like little concerts.
Yes, concerts on special locations.
What kind of special locations?
So we recorded already in the... a library tea room in an old warehouse in the forest. But we have quite a mobile studio.
In the forest, really, yeah. I mean, I was there.
Oh, that's interesting. You recorded in the forest. Oh, bloody hell, that's quite fascinating. Please do tell us more. Well, I'll bloody tell you more, Lars. I'll tell you what. So we recorded in the forest, and it was jolly good fun until my demented grandmother hopped in and ruined it. No, she didn't. It was quite fun.
By the way, at this point, greetings to Frederick's grandma. Yeah.
Hello. But so what we do is we record this band in a live session setting that may or may not be on a certain location, but it usually is on a location.
It's most certainly on a location, but the location may differ.
Yes, and there are several reasons why we don't record in the studio.
And that is?
One of them
I'm
is...
still wondering.
One of them is budget. Another of them is that the technology today is good enough to make a decent recording just about anywhere that's acoustically silent enough, I guess.
We are not planning to bash on studios because we find studios are awesome. But yes. I guess it's a different approach. It's, of course, if you want to make a studio quality record, you have to absolutely go into a real good studio. But our goal is not to have studio quality recordings, although very high quality recordings, but it's not going to be noiseless surrounding, for example, when you have a singer sing. The dog just farted. Whoa.
Luckily, he's on your side of the table. No, he's on my side.
Fuck. Okay. The experience that we have is with a mobile recording setup, we can actually really record bands in a good way. We have like 20 channels. Let's skip that. Too techie.
No, it's okay. We have a lot of enough channels to.
Yeah, we can afford to record like a whole drum set with multiple microphones and guitars and bass and singing and all separate, so that we can afterwards mix that and create a pretty good live session recording. And that way, it's worth listening not only in the videos that we produce, but also to publish on music streaming platforms like Spotify and iTunes. The quality is good enough to listen on those platforms as audio yes. only.
'Cause we
and enjoy the music.
Indeed. Yeah. Indeed yeah. so. And we think that the ambience of a location plays a very important part in the feel of a recording, as well as the looks, of course, because we also record on video.
The looks, that's a techie term in video videographing. Yeah.
Videography. Cinematography.
Cinematography.
Yeah. Cinematography.
Okay.
Well, it's a combination. So you got like the ambient feel, like the recording in the library is a lot different, has a lot different feel about it than in the warehouse, which you have to use different techniques. It's also a different setup, but also visually it keeps things challenging for us. It keeps us pushing forward, failing forward, trying new things, new techniques, working with new situations every time we try to do something, which also makes it very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Before we get into all this nitty-gritty of how we record straight to the table, what are we doing and what do you get out of that? So as a music fan, why should I be interested in vinyl music?
We publish on different platforms, like on YouTube, on Spotify, on Amazon, iTunes.
So I find videos of the sessions on Spotify? On YouTube?
Yes, you'll find. Yes, you'll find videos of the session on YouTube, and the audio recordings on different streaming platforms. But you can also buy them if you want to support the artists and our work. And if you really want to support us, you can also just make straight donations, which we do accept. But when you're a music fan, what you get out of it, you listen just to good music. That's not your typical mainstream music, which is not bad, of course, but for somebody who looks for something extra, something more, something special. I think also in this, we record in the Ghent area, bands that pass through here, bands that come from here. I think the for people that are interested in unique local scenes, be it anywhere in the world where they may be listening, I think the scene here and people that pass through here, it's unique. We have a conservatory here that's very widely known in Europe for its high quality producing musicians, and amongst other stuff, a huge amount of musical cafes and bars and concert halls, and it's amazing. Every week you can just go anywhere in Ghent and find some band playing something somewhere.
Nice.
Different genres from jazz to heavy metal to rock, classical music, indie electronics, like all kinds of stuff.
So come to Ghent, visit Ghent.
And check out the music.
And so are you going to ask me?
Yes. If you're an artist, why would you want to play a session for vinyl music?
There are many reasons I would be interested in playing a vinyl session as a musician and band. First of all, I think the main benefit for playing a session is to be able to stick out of the noise of all the music that's out there. And the vinyl sessions stick out of the noise because the videos that you see are filmed or are recorded on interesting locations, so it's appealing. And the quality, I guess we go for pretty high quality so that you really have a pleasant experience when you watch the yeah. session, and that you actually really can come closer to the band and experience them as they really play.
What else is there that vinyl music provides for participating bands?
Besides all the videos on the internet and also the audio streaming, of course, there's going to be revenue that's being created from streaming on Spotify, iTunes, from downloads that can be bought from Amazon, for example, and from video streaming on YouTube. Those numbers may be small, but still there's some revenue. But we are actually interested in having a fair deal between us and the band. So any revenue that's coming in will be shared 50-50 with the band.
But finally, isn't that case not real? It's not label, or is it a radio station, broadcasting station, or that's it?
My answer would be it's a mix of all that. Label, the label function of vinyl music is, for example, that we publish the music of the artists and we share the revenue. But it's not like we have different artists on our roster and we manage every aspect of that band. We also don't give out like huge amounts of money so the band can go into a studio and record their album and we'll publish that. No, our concept is different. We record live sessions and spread that music how it is live.
Yeah, so you like provide a platform.
We for are
artists to jump on, jump off,
to jump on. And actually, the platform is open to small bands and more known bands, or starting bands and more known bands. It's important to us to be a platform where big bands and smaller bands can be presented in the same light, so that no major label artist gets kind of a special treatment. Yeah. No, we want to have the smaller bands benefit from the appearance of more known bands, but I think also the more known bands, of course, also benefit from smaller bands.
Yeah,
because of course it's a platform, so the platform itself will have more and more music fans who use that platform to discover music, and each band benefits from fans that of another band who discover the platform and stick to the platform.
So it's like creating a giant network of all kinds of bands that profit from each other.
Yes.
That's the idea, actually.
Yes, but each band benefits from the fans of the other bands if those fans, of course, like the music of the other bands.
Okay. So, we have to confess, we're not first. We were inspired by other people that do similar things, but we want to do it in our own special way. So we gave it a twist. We were inspired, but we do provide extras and specials, and we do things a little differently.
I would first maybe name a few that inspired us. You might be familiar with KEXP. It's I think it's a radio station from Seattle, I think, with great in studio performances and great interviews. Then there's Day Trotter Sessions. They have touring bands come by and record, I think even live to tape, I'm not sure about that. But it's also special performances. And then there is NPR
National Public Radio.
They have Tiny Desk Concerts. Awesome recordings, besides a little office table in front of a library and with audience, I think, in the studio. Stripped down recording setup, but really honest, nice concert.
It's really fantastic.
And a big inspiration was also Audio Tree. Audio Tree is really awesome because I've been following their story. They started out as like a la carte label. They wanted to serve as, okay, a band, you need management? Okay, here's management. Do you need booking? Here's booking. Do you need recording? Here's recording. But they found out that the most traction was being created with videos, music videos, music recordings, and they also publish on streaming platforms.
Yeah.
And every week there I have like multiple sessions And
yeah, it's crazy.
Check them out.
It's so much.
And they have awesome audio engineers, so they sound amazing. And so it's an inspiration for us.
Without being too nerdy, sometimes I wish I had this little Harry Potter time clock. I could go back and listen to all the music that's available. Because nowadays, even to just to get through the audio tree albums alone is
I guess the challenge is now to find out which bands you really like.
Yeah,
and
there's enough for everybody nowadays, which is good, which is fantastic actually, but which means that the human spirit is still free and thriving for now. Trump, thank you. political messages aside, so there's
by the way, you like conspiracies, is there any kind of nice conspiracy about Trump aside from the Putin involvement?
I think it's pretty obvious that Donald Trump is a sock puppet for bigger powers, and there's never been a president that's more easily controlled than him. So the conspiracy would be is that he is controlled by powerful interests.
How do you say that in conspiracy terms?
What?
Like from outer space or
extra dimensional reptoids, aliens? David, I'm talking to you. David Icke. Yeah. Well, so whatever, this is not one of my conspiracy podcasts. No. I'm starting soon. Hopefully.
Really?
No. not getting into that. Who knew? So the way we're trying to make a difference is actually...
Get the curve.
Yeah. No. Okay. Lizards aside.
We have a vinyl twist.
We have a vinyl twist. Yes.
Finally. Nice.
Yes. The twist for Vinyl Music is that we run crowdfunding campaigns to get the sessions pressed on a Vinyl record.
Vinyl? What? Vinyl?
We're inventing a new type of vinyl record, Vinyl record.
What's the difference between a Vinyl record and a new normal record?
It has a radiance of awesomeness. It will last forever.
No. Our plan is actually really to provide a way for bands to release vinyl without getting into a financial risk. Yeah. So the financial risk, of course, is if you want to press vinyl, you're not sure that you're going to sell all the vinyls and all the records.
Yeah, it's a big investment.
It's a huge investment. Vinyl costs money, but it's such an awesome medium. Mm-hmm. So we want to provide that service to have music recorded and even have that stuff released on vinyl for fans to enjoy.
Yeah,
as a record, as a whole record, and not just on Spotify and so on. We embrace Spotify. We embrace iTunes. We embrace all the streaming. It's a great way to listen to music and discover music. The whole library of music of the world in your pocket on your cell phone, and you're free to listen to anything you want. But personally, for me, my experience is something's missing. I miss to really engage with the music, to listen to a record many times and discover the many details that get me excited, to remember little musical phrases and little imperfections. So I like, actually personally, I like to sit down in the evening and put on headphones and the vinyl and listen to a whole record.
In the world of streaming and digital data, it's something cool to have in your hands. I mean, vinyl is timeless, I guess.
Yes.
More timeless than CDs.
It makes the picture round. It completes the picture.
Yeah.
We are not against streaming. It's just with streaming and a physical record like a vinyl.
It's the best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds. That's right.
So, Lars, what kind of bands you think finally music is interested in for playing?
I think we are interested to have bands on our platform that have really that take their music serious and who honestly want to make good music. So you are really welcome to contact us and play a free session if you're really ambitious to start a musical career. It doesn't have to be a full-time career or something, but to really push forward and create awesome music. And if that's your goal, you're more than welcome to come on and play a session.
We can provide a small push.
Yeah.
In any direction you want.
If you listeners are in for the game, if you listen to our sessions or the band's sessions, and if you engage with that, you can actually really make a difference for the bands that are on the session.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Okay, done.
So this was the first Vinely Music podcast. I hope you, if you made it this far, you could stand our horrible English accents. We could do different accents next podcast. I could try a better British English.
Well, I think I couldn't.
Try it, mate. Yeah, so thank you for listening. And we'll hope to make more podcasts soon about our progress and who we are, what we're doing. And
I think we should share the links. So where do you find the Vinely Music YouTube channel? Where do you find that? On YouTube, I guess.
Yeah, if you just go to YouTube, push in Vinely Music, you will find us. But you would think so, but it's actually not true, unfortunately.
No, it's not?
No, it's not. We don't show up immediately, not unfortunately.
I'm going to start my computer. It's there already. Have patience.
No patience.
That's the address.
The address is crazy.
channel/UCTP. Forget about it. We need to get a better...
Yeah, just go to our website, vinelymusic.com, and go from there.
Yes. I think that's better.
Yeah, because YouTube link is just not audible even.
When do we start?
Vinely Music will be officially launched on January 8th. 8th.
Oh, 8th. God.
8th. So Vinely Music will be officially launched on January 8th of 2018. And we will hope to provide a lot more musical entertainment, musical discovery and goodness, juiciness for all of you to enjoy.
Juiciness
for all of you to enjoy. So please subscribe to Vinely Music channel. Next time, we will bring you accents.
Horrible.
Horrible. Horrible. This is crazy. We'll make someday, if we can continue with this rubbish, do something extra. I think we'll have to just going to grow into this.
Yes, big and time.
Now, yeah, big time. I have to...
I lose my breath sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I forget to breathe.
And then you're like, I don't know what to say now.
Vinely Music is actually about music, so we should end with music. We could listen into one of our sessions, but we can also, Frederik can also sing a song for you. Now we go for a nice session. Let's, how about, is this podcast number one, and we have also a session that's called number one, so how about we play you a song from our first session that we actually recorded inside of a forest. And that is with the awesome Simon Cornelis. How about we play you the song, I Believe? Bye-bye.
Businessmen and artists, I see them falling on their knees. I hear them begging, 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 baby, please. This so valuable time to you, they give it away for free. All the while they are asking, babe, please come home with me. And I see you smiling, wonder what it is I can do. You keep on telling me no, and I I keep on wanting you. 'Cause I believe in change. One day your heart will tell you that it's okay, you'll go out with me. Yeah, I believe in change. One day your heart will tell you that it's okay, you'll go out with me. You don't have to go anywhere, it all just comes to you. You live your life without a care because you know someone will take care of you. I'd like to take you out dancing and dance the night away. You'd make me the happiest man if you said you'd be mine someday. But you dance so elegantly and I jump around like a kangaroo. You keep on telling me no and I keep on wanting you. But I believe in change. One day your heart will tell you that it's okay, you'll go out with me. Yeah, I believe in change. One day your heart will tell you that it's okay, you'll go out with me. And I ain't got nothing but time, babe. Yes, and I got nothing but time, babe. 'Cause I believe in change. One day your heart will tell you that it's okay, you'll go out with me. Yeah, I believe in change. One day your heart will tell you that it's okay, you'll go out with me. Yeah, you will go out with me.
That's actually Baloo that you hear there, the doggy. Say hi.
Oh, okay.
Shh.
Oh,
it's so cute. Okay.
Should I alleviate him of his toy? Maybe you should. You're the boogeyman.
All right. I'm gonna do it.
Yes, he's a boogeyman. That's how I know him.
Okay, now he's gonna climb on the piano where I put his toy, and maybe he's gonna push some buttons, some piano buttons. How do you say buttons?
Keys.
All right. So.
He's really doing
nice.
Oh dear.
Babadoo, babboo, boo, boo. I want to be a larger man.
We should put him outside for a while.
Stroll right into town. I'll be just like the other Lars. I'm tired of ballooning around. Now don't try to get me human. I made a deal with you. You promised that we go walking every day. And we go out and play. Oh. Baloo. That's my name, you know.